All right, we are back from our tornado warning.
Said to tank on summer workers, and as far as the income generation, I think we talked a little bit about some of these before, but
now summer workers is already on. Since it's on tonight's agenda, you've already made that adjustment. Is that correct?
I have.
Okay, I just want to.
I have. We're not going to employ as many. We're just going to reduce it back. I hope it stops raining so the grass stops. it's a challenge. I mean, summertime is when you need extra hands to get stuff done. You just do. You have a lot of painting. We're going to get what we can get done and do the best from there. As far as lunch prices, it's a recommendation to go to a 5-cent increase for lunches. We're also recommending that the cafeteria pay us back, pay general fund back, and that was actually a recommendation of the state auditors. Also recommend that they pay back for part of the custodial help that's used for that purpose during the school day. Again, the $200 pay to play, the additional fees for building use, and also implementing of what I'll call a student government activity fee to offset the cost of student council, National Honor Society, some of those that we don't charge a fee, but they support the entire building, so it would be an overall fee for everybody. Those are recommendations. That's about if you implement the ones at the top, it's about a $200,000 swing as far as reduction. If you implement the bottom, it's about that same number as an income generation on the other. So it's about a $400,000 swing to budget. So again, as you look ahead, kind of implement those. And this would be an example of the kinds of things we would additionally have to do to go through and kind of pull back some of that staff if you're going through there. But these are my initial recommendations. Some of the other changes that we've talked about, for instance, why not closing Raymond Elementary and those kinds of things. We've really analyzed that, and we just don't have the space now with the growth. We just don't have the extra classrooms to pull them back. So as we look at the feasibility, we went down through that list, looked at what was feasible, what could we do quickly, and what's going to take some time, and so on. These were the recommendations that I would have at this point. Again, I don't intend for you to react to these tonight. You can ask questions about them tonight, but I really think we need some time to think about it and see what we would intend to do as we move forward.
Does it make sense to? I mean, some of these look like they overlap the work that's being done by some of the subcommittees. Does it make sense to go through here and identify which subcommittees these relate to, and then come up with dates when we need to have feedback from them? Because I hate to throw out their work and go ahead and make decisions on this stuff, especially since their work's a lot more detailed than we're going to be able to do here forward.
Right. Such as extracurricular? You mean like extracurriculars?
Yeah, like extracurricular. I mean, they're looking at that. But, I know there's, the gifted program. If we go through all the different community or subcommittees that we have, where do they line up with these cuts? Or cut recommendations?
How fast are you going to be able to read?
Well, that was really my
question.
Well, that's the other question
is when do we need to have. It's like the one you mentioned over time, some of these you mentioned over time, we could look at pulling these back, so maybe we can associate dates with that.
The participation fee, I would suggest that you have that in place by July, for instance, if you're asking for a date, so that folks have enough time to plan. Same with coaches, at least by July. We're going to hire some back. We'll hold some positions back. That won't get eliminated. At the middle school, it's actually the B, some of the B competitions, the B schedules. So that, I mean, we really need some recognition on that fairly quickly because of the scheduling issues with the other schools. In fairness to the other schools where we run a A schedule, B schedule, B team, because again, the issue of the B team in this building, we have 850 kids in this building. To have five kids play on the basketball team at each grade level, we like the idea of, since we were so big as a middle school, having extra participation. Maybe we, you know, again, you can't do that forever, and we hate it, but that's kind of, we would need that recommendation fairly quickly. Extended time contracts, that would need to be something that we react to fairly quickly. Just in fairness,
yeah. We don't look at that. We don't look at that.
Summer workers, we're just going to assume that that's the way it's going to be. I'm going to make probably that choice already because you're just not going to get the number of recommendations that we've had. And again, I hope that it stops raining so that we can mow the grass on a regular basis and it slows down. From a lunch price standpoint, again. And some of those issues in there, I really by July you need to react to some of that.
Number two was the big one, and
yes.
We talked about.
Well, there's also the benefits one that I think rolls in there as well,
right.
which well, it's not really in here, but it's something that you're always doing.
Right.
But I think but we did set a timeline for them on that, correct?
We said August for them.
Yeah.
And I think talking with and working with the groups that we will probably, a lot of them will be done by July, I think. I think I'm seeing at least two heads nod, and those are the two big groups. So an extracurricular, that one pretty sure will be done by July because they've got information coming at the next meeting, the first, that they're thinking if they get that information, they'll be done then, or real close, maybe one more meeting. So,
from a budgeting standpoint, those are jobs that I'm not going to fill them at this point through recommendation.
To Doug's point, though, on overlapping, now that you've presented your initial recommendations, we need to share that with the subcommittees, and we need to see what they have worked on and that way we can glean that perspective and go from there. I think that's probably the best use of their time to say, hey, okay, now, you know, Larry's worked internally with his staff. They're looking, you know, at the outside. Let's make sure that we've got this. Not that it would change the recommendation, but it may help us to understand and justify whether it could be this or that or that it makes sense to move forward along those lines, or we say, you know what, maybe we should not do that, maybe we should do something else, and just make sure that we've looked at it, you know, collectively, since they've put a lot of time into it, like you and your staff have. Now that you have yours, I mean, I don't think they've produced a document, have they?
No, that's what I was going to say. I've been, Jeff and I have been doing our best to kind of be hands off, so I mean, can we Bruce or Valerie or somebody just offered her 2 cents on it.
Sure.
What I would do if you want us to look over that is give it to the Finance Committee in general. That's our general group, and if we need specific allocation from that standpoint, I would do it then. You know, like some of that stuff we could probably not, I think Cindy would agree, we could knock out at our level without getting into some nitty gritty, but if we need a little bit of research done or something, we could pass it on to the subcommittee and say, take a quick look at this, get back to us. I think that'd be the easiest way to do it. A lot of data we already have.
Right. It just might be a verification of the recommendation, and if that's the case, then that's great.
Yeah.
We're all in alignment. That's there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, and then the only other thing is, again, looking at number two and the 40 staff members, I think several of the subcommittees might touch staffing and staff costs. I don't want to just assume that staffing and staffing could be costs as well.
Yeah, I think most of us, I think it touches just
yeah, so it's, I mean, just having an idea for the time frame for making those decisions, I think, would help.
Again,
yeah.
I gave you the time frame in there by January.
I wrote that down. I just wanted to
Well, I would think if
I think it's noted in there, actually.
I think if it's coming out of the subcommittees, you're going to want something by, I would think end of October.
I'm sorry.
I would think end of October would be.
You're going to have something from the subcommittees before July, probably, or August at the latest.
Out of both of your committees?
Yep.
Yeah, I know yours was, but I was more curious about the special ed and the staffing, or the your committee. Thank you.
I have a question, another one. Out of the recommendations left, are any of these in the that area of the triangle up there that was purchased services, or is this all? Do any of these fall into that area?
There was
4.3 or $4.5 million, I can't remember.
No, none of these are. 4.387. Yeah.
I have an additional $150,000 to be pulled back out of that in some way.
Yeah, and I think we've already looked at that from.
Okay, all right.
For like repairs
I'm just
and things
trying
like
to,
that.
I'm just trying to like stay away from the teacher staffing thing if I can, and look really hard at the purchase services.
Because
maybe
again, I'm looking at class size numbers, those kinds of things. You know, in this building, we're going to be at 29-1 next year.
Mm-hmm.
Creekview will be at 28-1. High school, some of the classes will be larger. Some of them, you know, it depends on the class. But pulling 5 teachers out of there is significant.
Oh, I know.
In a day's time. So, you know, it's an issue as you go forward.
I still would like to look at, the legal counsel, the nearly $200,000 the district's paying for legal counsel a year. If you could brief us at some point in exactly what we're using legal counsel for
for an example, that would be like one of the items you have on the agenda tonight to get settled.
That stops
those dollars.
Right,
from flowing.
But that $200,000 is a whole heck of a lot of money. Some of which could be spent towards the kids.
There's no doubt in my mind, but there are just a lot of items that come up.
Well,
and
that's what I'm saying.
If you could give
the board a briefing on, you know, what matters are pending, what we're using them for, so that we have some idea.
You've seen some personnel issues over the last year, went into executive session with some attorneys that were issues that needed to be resolved.
Okay, then I will suggest this. How about we get a quarterly report from the 2 law firms who are handling our legal work to give a quarterly report to the board members as to what they're working on, what that has cost the district, so that we have an idea. I mean, that's something that you typically would have to do if you were, you know, special counsel, you know, for anything else. Just to give you an idea of what exactly it is they're handling for you, the hourly rates, expenses you're paying.
You're dealing with TIF agreements, you're dealing with all the revaluations of the TIF districts and the issues that we've run into there. You've run into special ed law. And all the issues that we have with 1,000 IEP kids and that require legal counsel, personnel items, we will list them all.
This is probably something they're accustomed to doing, at least to some extent, providing some sort of reports, whether they're quarterly or semi-annually, which shouldn't take them very long at all to just kind of put together generally what they're working on. Are we paying their full rates, or are they giving us reduced rates?
They're giving us reduced rates. One of them lowered their rates last year for us.
It was 10% less than what they were the year before, hourly rates.
We've just been with them for a while. The hourly rates are, I know what some other firms charge. The hourly rates of ours are pretty reasonable comparison standpoint.
So you'll provide, just to close that, you'll provide.
Again, we use legal counsel for a variety of purposes. One to gain income for the district from tax settlements and those kinds of things. The other is just protection of you.
Well, and that's another thing
so
that I was interested in. I saw recently where Hilliard School District had a case, I believe, went to the Supreme Court. I don't know what their attorney fees were involved, but what they were awarded was $18,000 in taxes. And I can assure you their attorney fees had to be way above and beyond that $18,000.
Again, that's
I missed the point of that.
If they take a case from the Board of Tax Appeals up through the Supreme Court, and they have legal counsel representing them from that point, and they were awarded $18,000.
Right. Well, I'd have to think the point of diminishing returns would have hit long before it went to the Supreme Court.
I would think so.
Unless there was some precedent they were trying to set for future tax collections.
Probably the issue.
I would think.
Perhaps not money well spent. I don't know. I don't know anything about the case, but you're like, really? The Supreme Court?
I don't know.
Okay, Jeff, you're going to handle from here, assign these out. So what you going to do?
Oh, sign these the tasks out, you mean?
Yeah. You have to do it tonight, because that's kind of where we're moving.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had talked about doing a special meeting, but obviously it's not going to get done by the 6th, but it can't possibly go to the subcommittees and get back to the committees and be here in 2 weeks. But I know it's got to be done certainly before July. So we need, I mean, anybody have a calendar? And let's just work our way backwards, I guess.
Why don't we just plan on
just
doing
our
something
June?
At our June meeting?
Let's do it, okay. That's our drop dead date, then, is our regular June meeting. And then we're going to send which one of these are we going to send to the finance committee? Just the extracurricular ones I mean, really, that's the only ones I see that overlap at this point. They're going to have something to us about from the special ed and from the mandated curriculum, but that doesn't have to be done by July because that date is more further down the line. So it's pay to play. It's pay to play and extracurricular activities, unless I'm.
This list's out there, right? So the subcommittees.
Send it to the regular committee.
The regular committee can determine which ones make sense for
just
them.
Just ask them to weigh in.
Yeah.
What they have available, weigh in on it. So
when's your next meeting?
June 6th. All right.
The 6th, and you have something back to the board then at our next regular meeting. Okay. Fair enough.
Item 13, any other?
Was there anything else on cost reductions? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Where that list that we had during the work session, I know you mentioned a couple items off that, looked at, and decided we were good. Yeah. Those things that we should also look for feedback on?
We looked at those internally, but
all
you guys are more than welcome to revisit them.
Fair enough.
I had a question.
That's
my
only question,
was.
Sorry.
Okay.
I mean, they're all open. I mean, again, they could pick and choose. And again, we may have to go to some of those later than what we did quicker. Item 13 is consider stipend payments for Race to the Top scope of work, stipend for staff paid for through the Race to the Top grant funds.
Is that the fund that just has a $5,000 balance in it? That from this financial summary that you've given us, or
yes,
is it something
because
different?
No, that's it. We have to request the money as we use it.
But we don't have as much money in there.
But there's, I know, but we'll have to request the cash to pay everything.
I see. Okay.
So how does that work, just the Race to the Top funds? And
it's a federal grant fund, and so it's set aside, I think it's like $25,000 a year for the next
four years or 50,000, whatever it is, 50,000.
So you just request more money as you need it?
Yep.
Yes.
I see.
This way the state can keep the money and draw whatever interest they want. Whatever that's worth.
And you can only request 10%. If you ask for 10% and you've got too much in that account, we'll smack your fingers and tell you you can't have 10%. So we have to watch it very closely.
And those funds are specifically for working on
They have to work through the plan.
Yes.
They have to be tied into the plan.
Yeah, I mean, you actually have to give them the item number of your plan, don't
That's
you?
Correct.
And it has to apply right to them.
Very strict.
Yep.
Item 14.
Hold on. Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freidenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 14 are three resignations. We have a resignation from Laura Falk, one of our family consumer science teachers at the high school. Resignation for Cal Adams as athletic director. And also a resignation of John Koch, who is a special ed aide at this building. Two of those positions, the high school teacher and Cal and the athletic director's position will be filled. Yeah, special ed aid at this point will not be. So that's an additional one that won't be filled. I mean, I already noted that.
That was the five. That was the extra aid.
Yes, but it's not in the forecast.
It's not. That position is not in the
forecast.
Okay. Any questions on that?
When does his contract actually end? Just
Cal?
Because I... Yeah, because
July
we did the
1st,
new on
June
August.
30.
Okay.
That's what his, it says run until July 31st.
Well, no, because he's only 215 days, so it's the end of June.
It's the next year.
Yeah. It's July 1, or
July.
August 1.
August 1. He works through July.
Yeah.
Anything else? Don't move.
Second.
Moved in second, roll call.
You did what? You got moved.
I moved. Tracy second.
Thank you. Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 15 is employee summer school staff. It's recommended to employ on an as-needed basis the required summer school that we have to have for elementary according to state standards. And again, this is on an as-needed basis.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 16 is employ high school summer school staff. It's also recommended that to employ on an as-needed basis the following high school and summer school staff for the summer. And again, I'm not sure we'll need all these folks. The invitations to summer school haven't gone out yet, as I see. So we'll see.
I got mine already. Yeah. So moved.
Second. Moved in second. Roll call.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 17 is to employ autistic summer school staff, autism summer school staff. It's recommended to employ on an as-needed basis the following autism summer school staff, and again, as I noted, this used to be totally picked up by the state, and now it isn't, but it is still a requirement.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 18 is employee summer school staff for our Latchkey program, or our SAC program. Again, these are on an as-needed basis.
And they are
on the population.
And they are self-sufficient.
They are self-sufficient.
So that these all pay for themselves.
Well, hopefully the summer school does too.
Right.
That's the goal. The autistic won't, but the rest of them.
Come on.
Second.
Moving second. Roll call, please. Tracy second.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 19 is employ seasonal summer staff. Again, it is recommended to employ on an as-needed basis the following seasonal summer staff for 2010-11 school year.
And that's minus the
nine.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Motion carries.
And some of these won't work all summer anyway. Some will flex in and out. Item 20 is to award classified contracts. Listed below are classified contracts that expire at the end of this current school year. As part of state law, we're required to issue a contract recommendation in May of the contract year. So all the employees listed below have been evaluated, and it's my recommendation that they be awarded the contract that's noted.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
21, district substitutes and home inspectors. You have two classified folks there that will be recommended for work on an as-needed basis.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 22, district volunteers. It is recommended that the following volunteers be hired, or not hired, but approved to recognize these volunteers so that they fall in underneath our liability insurance.
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Lassiter.
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
item 23 is the approval of the Spanish exchange program for the 2011-12 school year. We've been doing the exchange for, let's say, 1998 in there with a school in Segovia, Spain, and all the students involved in the exchange. Some of the Spanish kids come here in the fall. We travel there in the spring. And again, there's the only cost to the board is a little bit of teacher time. Otherwise, all this is funded by students.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 24, donations to the district. I recommend that you accept the following donations.
So moved and roll it down.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
And then you have the student instructional fees for K-6 that are being recommended there, so you can get those noted to all the merchants and all the parents before the kids leave for the summer.
Why do we round all of these up? Why aren't they at actual, what the actual cost is?
It'd be shipping.
Shipping.
Shipping, it's right now, they can go anywhere from 9% to 18%, and companies aren't able to tell if that specifically is in the consumers. So if we see that they're not going to go up that much, then you know, we can look at that before.
I just wondered why we were rounding like 35 cents up to the next dollar. Okay.
Would you like to make a motion then?
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 27 is employees, summer school staff for the middle school, and again, this is on an as-needed basis. Those kids don't know they've been invited to the dance yet either.
So moved. Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 28 is a resolution that Jeff and I talked about, and this is a resolution that would oppose the tangible personal property tax elimination. It's basically, it's a huge loss to this district. Even if it's adopted in the House version, it's still $2 million, a little over $2 million over the next 2 years. And you can see just from tonight the issues that it resulted from. Again, I think we were pretty well positioning ourselves for the loss of the stimulus dollars, but we weren't ready for anything like this to occur 2 years ahead of what it was scheduled to do.
It's my only comment on it. Well, first off, the 9-year phase out, I understand the impact of that, and I think we need to make sure that the state understands that impact for our district. But the 2-year, the House version, if it goes into force, it is $2 million, but when you match that up to the state aid that we're getting, it's $500,000 this year and $500,000 next year, a total of $1.5 million, and you compare that to what Strickland was saying, which is 25 to 30%, which is something like $4 million that we were told last year that we needed to be ready for. And then I look back at our August forecast, we had $3 million we were pulling out. And then I look back at the numbers, Cindy, you projected back in February, and we were looking at $3
million.
So at the end of the day, $1.5 million over 2 years is not...
Can I just pipe in on that? Not pipe in, but I just add to that. I think we as a district, I mean, we've been in a consortium for, what, five years, opposed to all of that TPP. So this just happens to be a culmination of work that came from the county.
Sure.
But I don't care what Taft had in it, what Strickland had in it, or you know, currently what Kasich has in it. I don't think, at least as far as I'm concerned, from the board perspective, we agreed with it at any particular point. It just so happens that now it may be less than what it was with Strickland's administration, but it's still $1.5 million that we have to make up.
And I get that.
Okay.
But I hear repeated over and over again, and it's not just here. It's actually throughout the state is this constant bashing of Kasich and this, that, wow, we didn't expect this. And I just went through the history. We expected more than this. I mean, we were told more than this. So to sit there and say...
No. Well, we were told that there was going to be a fix. That's what we were told.
I'm not talking just TPP. I'm talking state funding as a whole. And I'm just saying that if you look at the 2-year budget and the funding that we get, the funding that we're getting from the state, it's $1.5 million less than what we got last year and over the next 2 years. It's $500,000 each year. And under Strickland, we were looking at $4 million plus to lose the 25 to 30% cuts. We were looking at earlier this year, 8% cuts of $3 million. August, when we did our worst case scenario, we were looking at $3.5 million. I'm just saying, to sit there and say that this is, you know, just blindsided us is not true. And to sit there and blame our budget problems, the $2.7 million that we're looking at as a cash negative the end of 2013, we would have to get, it was like a 9% increase in state funding to bridge that gap. So this, our budget issues aren't because of what's coming out of the state, and that's the part that the rhetoric, I just don't agree with.
And then
the numbers don't agree with it. The numbers don't.
I think you're matching apples and oranges. Actually, because you're matching up forecasts with actually what occurred, and when you talk about Governor Strickland saying that we're going to have 30%, 40% cut, that was never. Where was that? I mean, that was never in a document that any of us ever put into forecast, except to mess with possibilities. It was never anything more than that. This is actually in a proposal in that does exactly what it does.
Right, and
it
removes always a lot
the bigger issue. The bigger issue is that it removes local money away
right.
from your locals.
I have several issues with some pieces of this, I find that there are pieces that are factually inaccurate. Some of it's disingenuous.
You want to share this?
Sure. This is the first version. This is the second version. In the first whereas...
Well, just do the current one we have.
I am. I'm making sure I don't get it mixed up.
Oh, I see.
Because it did change somewhat. It's calling the elimination of tangible personal property tax when it is actually a reduction of the reimbursement from the state. The fourth one down, dollars in millions in annual lost revenue, is very convoluted. I don't even understand what it's trying to say. Whereas dollars, millions in annual lost revenue, I don't know. And the next one, the 50 mils, a cumulative impact of nearly 50 mils. And that the state of Ohio promised to be reimbursed, and there's no money.
What do you mean?
Well, the whole concept of the TPP, which doesn't exist anymore, the CAT, which was supposed to replace TPP, and the corporate franchise tax. And obviously, it's not bringing in as much money because of the economy. So
correct.
And we have, what is it, $8 billion hole. So where is the money supposed to come from? Where is this money? I don't think that it really exists. And
Wasn't that part of the plan with the CAT tax, though?
Two governors ago.
I understand, but we're left holding the bag, right?
No, I don't think we are. I think that... Since the CAT has replaced the TPP,
right,
and you take all of the companies who are now paying a tax who didn't used to,
right,
you know, I don't know this because I haven't been able to find it, but you know, is Union County paying less in CAT than they would have in TPP? I'm guessing probably yes, because that was the whole idea, to relieve businesses.
Sure.
I think, and that's, and I don't know if it's in here, but I know a lot of the talk that's been out there is that they're taking local dollars, and the way it's written here, I think it might be right if we're saying taking local dollars that were promised to us, as opposed to what's being out, people are hearing out there, which is they're taking dollars from our community and giving them elsewhere, redistributing it, and that's not true if what she's saying is accurate, and that is that the CAT tax that's generated from Union County doesn't generate enough dollars to pay for our reimbursement.
I think what the idea is, if they reduce us down to if the executive budget goes out and they reduce us down to nothing for our TPP
right.
replacement, and the money that would have been local tax money, or the money that our local businesses paid into the CAT fund to come back to this district, now goes out to the state. We don't get any of that money anymore. Is that...
You're saying if it goes down to zero?
Yeah.
Yes. I said, from the very beginning, phasing this out all the way out is an issue that I think, and it creates a significant impact on this district.
50 mils.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the part I'd like to understand that better, because I'm not doubting. I just, when I tried to back calculate the 50 mils.
When you do it each year, the amount it goes out that far.
50 million.
How many politicians have said yes, and then the next one says no? I don't think, even if this went through, the next politician coming and saying no, that's not my idea. So and so promised it to you, but that's not the way we're operating.
That's how we got here now, because HB1 pushed it out to 2013. And
each one keeps pushing it and pushing it further, and just kick the can.
I
think the better thing to do would be to try to get the school funding changed in such a way that every politician coming in who has a different, better idea, you know, you're back revisiting this issue over and over and over again for a tax that no longer exists. It's done. It's over. It ended 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Right. I think the problem is that by law, that's how we funded our schools. was based on TPP. We didn't go out and ask our residents for more tax dollars. We didn't have to because our industry paid for it. Now our local governments created an environment where businesses wanted to come here so we could get TPP taxes, so we didn't have to ask our residents. Well, now, if the state takes that money away, however you want to say it, with those dollars, whatever that is, doesn't come in here anymore. Well, guess who's got to make up for that? It's got to be someone, or we're going to have nothing. I mean, I don't understand. Either you have it or you don't. So now that the rules of that game have changed, and no longer are we relying on more of the industrial, we now have to either do less of what we're doing, which is clearly what we're going, but we can only go so far before we can't meet our mandate, I would assume.
I personally think that we need to. I think there's value in passing a resolution that says, here's what the long-term impact is on here, so if you phase this out, please, you know, whatever the case may be, however, I don't write resolutions for a living, but.
Well, I don't need to
do. But the House version of the budget, or even if we want to say, don't phase it out at all, that's fine, because here's the impact. There is some stuff in here that just the way it's written, I just don't agree with.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, for one, not making the distinction whether this is the House version or it isn't the House version is, I think, an issue. One issue with this resolution.
Well, only for the reason that you don't know if the Senate's going to change it tomorrow. I mean, the Senate could say, well, you know what, we don't.
Yeah, we can make assumptions all day long. We can write any resolution along those assumptions.
Right, but we know the governor.
What's under consideration right now is the House version.
Yeah, and that's what the Senate has.
And, you know, again,
I don't know. I don't like the way that this is currently written, I guess. I have a few issues with how it is. So.
Well, I guess we have one of two choices. We can either pare it down to something that's whatever, or we can just not vote on it, or we can vote on it as, I guess there's three choices. Or we can vote on it as it is. I don't care. If you want to pare it down, pare it down. If it gets to the point where it's not acceptable for everybody else, then we're just going to pull it off the table. Pare away. Are you just saying you don't want anything in there?
No. No, I didn't expect to have to rewrite this right for the meeting right now as we're sitting.
Well, it's not going to do us any good to pass a resolution in July or the end of June, because they'll be in conference committee at that point and it will be moot.
You're right.
So you're for pulling it off the table?
No, not necessarily. I just was, like I said, I wasn't expecting to have to sit here and rewrite it or make revisions to
it. I
certainly can't.
Take a shot at it. take a while.
Can you call a special session of the board?
For a resolution? I could, but I'm not going to.
Depends on how important it is.
It's important to me that we get our folks out there talking to our legislators. Yeah. Okay, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just be absolutely frank, and it bothers me a great deal that this board can't pass a resolution for something that's going to, I believe, deeply impact our district. But if we can't, we can't.
Well,
I didn't say we can't. I said,
exactly.
As this is written,
okay,
I do not
well, okay,
agree with
the,
part of it.
You know,
so.
You know, we've had this resolution, or at least part of it, since Friday.
You're right. We have had it since Friday afternoon.
And I asked questions, and I think most of those
were answered today.
I went through it and it didn't reconcile things, and that's where I was like, well, it's too late to do another round of questions.
Okay. Well, then,
let's do this.
I'll be absolutely honest. We can do it. Let's do it because I think it's
important.
We
should do it.
It's important. We're going to do it, but we're not going to sit here for an hour doing it. Well, let's.
not important enough for an hour of your time.
It is. Go ahead. No, I'm.
Just each one by.
Okay. Let's just go line by. Let's just go line by line.
Paragraph,
all right?
By paragraph, and what's important, and
okay.
The first one.
And then we'll just edit it out, and then She'll have her type it up in the minutes after we vote on it. Okay. Let's go to line first one. What I know, Tracy, you had a comment on it, so I would.
I would, in the second line, I would delete the word elimination and put reduction. And at the end, before
wait. You're the one that just said that this was eliminated and the cat tax took its place.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that an elimination?
Well, and then I'm adding at the end reimbursement from the state, reduction of the tangible personal property reimbursement from the state.
But it's still an elimination. That's my point. My point is you can't have both ways.
No.
Right. Okay. So you gotta have it one way or the other. If it's gone and you said it's gone,
mm-hmm.
and it was replaced by the, then it was eliminated.
Well, then we shouldn't be. Okay. No, I'm sorry.
Right.
I've mostly deeply impacted Ohio school districts with the elimination of my personal property.
Right.
I mean, I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, we're impacted by it, and we're probably more so than most.
It was eliminated.
And it was eliminated.
Okay. Can we add reimbursement from the state?
That's two different things.
Okay.
So we agreeing to leave that one like it is? No? I can't. Am I the only one? Is this thing on? Hello?
I'm in agreement.
Okay. All right, we have three that agree. Let's move on. Second one.
That's a different mission than what we have on our agenda. Do we have a different? Do we have two different missions, or do we have a longer one and we just have a shorter one on our agenda? Well,
okay,
what's it different?
I understand. Would you like to change it to reflect our mission statement?
If that's what it is. So I wondered if we had a longer one that this was came from, but I couldn't find one anywhere.
Right, so
I mean,
we didn't
this was
put
the
exact wording from the mission statement.
Okay. Please add our mission statement in here. Okay. Everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Paragraph 3.
We're saying proposes the governor's budget.
Proposed governor, you want to put the executive budget? Would you like to identify it as the executive budget that we're talking about?
And is it only the TPPT aspect of the proposed budget?
Or is it the various versions of the state budget?
I think we're talking about TPP.
Aspect of the budget. That aspect only.
It seems rather protectionist.
Well, I don't have issues with the. I mean, this is one piece of a 4,400-page budget. That was my point. It's not the budget in its entirety. Was the point I was trying to.
Well,
make.
It does say by cutting millions of dollars from the mayors of schools over the next 9 years. So we are honing in on that piece. The question is our. That's what this purpose of this is. That pays out for 9 years. That's
yes, and that's in the executive budget.
Yeah, and that's
okay.
In the executive.
So do you want to identify that as the executive budget?
I do.
So it's the proposed executive state budget?
Yes.
Is that okay? Right down the first line?
That works for me.
They call it the executive budget.
Yeah.
All right, so just put the word executive in there. Executive. Is there anything else in there that you would like to modify?
Okay,
that one's okay?
Yes.
Tracy, you got it?
Tracy, you got anything with that?
I'm okay.
Okay, all right, moving on.
I don't get that.
Dollars, millions in annual lost revenue.
I don't get that one. Yeah, I don't understand what that's supposed to say.
So it's a millions of dollars? Or so it just said, whereas.
She said millions of dollars in annual lost revenue.
And then the 15% in their operating budget, that's the part I'm not.
That's the total, I believe that's the total, that's your total loss in for the bond, the $250,000 per year for 4 years, and then the rest of it, the $10 million.
So we're rolling the PI dollars in, and then we're
It's all TPP because they reduce them both. They do one in 4 years and one in 9 years.
Yeah, I guess
millions of dollars.
If you're just reading this, you're going to think we're losing 15% of our operating budget, and you don't know how long of a period that we're losing in, like the $50 million.
Well, it's because it says that you're losing 15% of the operating budget.
Eventually, you lose 15% of your operating budget. Mm-hmm. That's what it represents.
We're losing $9 million out of our operating budget, right? Am I wrong there? Yeah, $9 million.
Yeah, but it's cumulative.
Well, I'm just saying your operating budget's cumulative too.
Yeah.
So it's $9 million out of a $50 million budget.
Plus the PI dollars, which is another million.
It's almost 50 cents.
Okay, second line and accumulate should be a cumulative. Sorry.
And then the
That's
what did we come up with there?
A cumulative impact in there, twice.
I'm sorry?
Twice, a cumulative impact, it's repetitive.
And we'll have a cumulative impact. Right. Oh, huh. Well, I read that sentence probably 10 times, but I never saw it.
It's all right.
Yeah,
it's okay. All right, we're good.
We're good with what?
15%? Over 15%.
Okay, can somebody read that paragraph to me on what we just agreed on?
Whereas millions of dollars in annual lost revenue represent over 15% of the Marysville School's operating budget, comma, and will have a cumulative impact of over $50 million in lost revenue.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah. So
the time frame. It doesn't tell you over what time frame. The cumulative impact over 10 years.
Over the 9-year phase-out period?
Yeah, I think that's important.
Okay.
Okay.
Cumulative phase-out
period. Or just over phase-out period? Well, over the 9-year phase-out period. Over the 9-year phase-out
period. Impact over the 9-year phase-out period.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. Next one. The lost revenue represents cumulative impact of 50 mills of locally voted mills.
And so that was what was on that one slide that we saw, or maybe that was in the papers
yeah.
that you sent us. Yeah. Where it dipped way down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
$27,000.
Okay.
I was thinking, my math is wrong.
See? This is the thing. Is this the one, right one I'm looking at?
No.
No. We have another one with 50?
It was the one on the slide from the presentation
at the thing, the high school.
Oh, okay.
Because that's local. That represents local mills. That's everybody. That's countywide.
Okay. See?
When you say mills, people think about property taxes, right? Maybe I'm getting my
yeah.
This is all of Union
it's
County?
It's all of Union County.
Okay, then that needs to
this
put in there because...
This 50 is just us?
But annually, we're losing $9 million and mills are collected annually, right? So when
and if you add them each year on top of each other, that's how it does it.
It's right.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is not right. Is this when you say 50 mills, people are thinking 50 mill levy.
It is what it is. It's
yeah.
50 mills lost.
We would have to.
You'd
have to
pass back 50 mills to replace what's been taken away.
Right.
Over 9 years.
Cumulative. I can't say that word.
Cumulative.
Added together.
We would have to have a 1 year 50 mil levy, is what you're saying, to replace what we
need. At the end of 9 years, you would, if you want to go backwards.
Or you could start adding it back.
As you go.
On an annual basis. By voting 2 years, 3 years. 27 years.
If we were to lose it all tomorrow, what levy would we have to pass?
50 mil.
50 mil levy. Replace the $9 million.
Not tomorrow. Because you lose $1 million today.
Right.
Next year you lose two, so that's three. And then it just keeps going that direction. Now replace back those dollars, you attach the millage rate that's necessary to replace back the dollars you lost. And given the fact that what a mill produces today is around $680,000, that's the amount that you have to pay back.
Does anybody? Okay, here's a question.
Now, I will tell you, when you're quizzed by the legislators and you're quizzed in Columbus and the groups that we meet with, they want to know how many mills you have to replace.
Okay, so that was my question.
That's
Does
one of the questions.
About that?
That's one of the questions asked.
Yes.
Okay.
How many mills do you have to replace?
What are we taking away? How many mills do you have to replace for? That's
when
what it has.
Away is forever, so it keeps going. So it goes beyond the 9 year phase.
And if you phase this out, you can run that forward too if you wanted. You can keep going.
But the
what does this take away mean cumulative?
Voted.
It's in there because it's one of the questions asked. If you don't want it in there, take it out.
I want it in there. Only because if they talk in those terms, they need to see it in those terms.
Can we add, maybe we should, to your point then, over the 9 year period. And that's what it is, 50 mils over a 9 year, over the 9 year phase out, right? Because we're not running forward past that.
I don't speak in those terms, but if they speak in those terms, we need to present it in those.
I'm just saying, this gets printed in the paper with 50 mils on it, they're going to think it's a 50 mil levy.
No, it's a cumulative.
I'm just telling you, I'm looking at it going, 50 mils, that's, I'm thinking what I expect to see in the ballot.
You know what? That's what you're losing.
Yeah, but.
Well, then can you put in there represents a 9 year cumulative impact of nearly 50 mils? Would that be accurate or not accurate?
That would be accurate.
That would be accurate. Let's add the 9 over the 9 year phase out, right? The lost revenue represents a cumulative impact over the 9 year phase out of nearly 50 mils voted levies. It voted locally voted mils. Is that okay?
So long as it's accurate, yes, that's okay.
It is accurate.
Yeah. Okay. So add that in there. I'm keeping track of this.
I'm not either.
I'm not.
I still don't like it, but I'll make my decision again.
Okay.
It's in the notes that I gave you on the forecast. The printed notes.
What is?
I think.
Chart.
I don't think you don't understand it. I just don't think you'd agree with it.
Well, I just think.
I know. I mean,
it's a wrong message.
Okay. No, all I was saying is I think you want.
No, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
the intent here is to send the message to the folks that are voting in Columbus.
Right. And we told them how much money we're losing.
And it represents 50 mils in your ass that lot.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'll think about it before we get to the vote.
Okay. The next paragraph then, State of Ohio is using local dollars promised to be reimbursed to Marysville and all other county entities. Yes, no, comments, changes? Everybody okay with that? Everybody not okay with that? Is that okay?
I don't know. I just don't like how it reads. But
yeah,
I can't. I can't.
The state of the union, local dollars promise. How about just dollars promise? Get rid of local. Just who doesn't even know if they're local? Regions. I mean, is that really.
But they are local, though. I mean.
We don't know that. I mean, actually, I would say they're probably not. Those dollars don't originate.
They did originate locally.
They did, but they don't. Yeah, they did. And things changed.
Which is going to be coming from other areas. And if this community
generator, it makes it sound like they are currently using. Which brings it to now as opposed to then.
Is
that just redundant to the one below?
But it's kind of that the budget is now.
Right, and now they're not local dollars. They were local dollars. But now they're not, which is the problem. But
what would you like?
The reimbursement was, that we were getting back, was the reimbursement for the local dollars that they transplanted.
I think that's why, when I read it, that's not what I take from it. I think that's probably the problem I have with it.
And I agree with that just because of everything that's being floated out there about how they're basically redistributing dollars from our community to the rest of the state of Ohio. That's kind of what's being floated out there.
Why does it seem like there's so much political ideology going on behind the scenes with what we're trying to reword here?
Because I think we feel it's important to put this out there, but I think at the table we're not in agreement as to what we're trying to communicate. Like, I think, personally, I want the state to understand the impact to our district, but I don't necessarily agree with some of the stuff that is meant to slam the intentions of the state in their budget.
The state slammed us.
Well, see, that's your opinion. That's why you're seeing the ideology.
Well, the reason why is because I came from a district who did not, have this problem. We've moved back, and my reality is my children are going to face these cuts. I directly am impacted. Whatever they do not get, I will have to, if they don't have sports, I'm going to have to find something for them to do so they're out of trouble. I've got adolescent at home. If you don't have them busy doing something, I think you have said something about that, Larry. You want to know what they're doing. And I just feel like some of the wording you're putting out there is protecting the people who have hit us the hardest at this point in time.
See, I understand that's how you say it, and that's fine. And I think that's where I think some of the wording in here is coming from. I don't see it that way. I do see the impact, and I think it's important for us to get a resolution out there that expresses that impact. And so I think for the reasons that you feel are important, I think that's why it's important that we work through this as painful as it may be and try to get a resolution that this board needs to.
The only people, I see two people sitting up here making this cumbersome on everybody else at this point in time.
There's four board members up here. There's only four board members, and two of us are in a disagreement.
I see you guys just going through and nitpicking this when the reality is if more people can contact our legislators, then maybe. But maybe we can get something changed. Maybe we can draw some attention to our problem. Maybe we, it's politics in action. I mean, I'm not saying overthrow whoever.
No, I agree with you
100%.
I just agree. I think that that if they're contacting them, it has to be what I feel is accurate. And you may think it's political posturing, but I would argue that a lot of the rhetoric that's out there is political posturing.
Well, and that's your opinion, and I think maybe that's where maybe everybody's opinion needs to be stated. Is it okay? Is it not okay? But I feel what you're implementing there is you're protecting the people who have actually set this forth in motion. And granted, it was set forth before now, but it's been slammed in our face this year. And my new reality, as well as many of the people in this room, whether it's lost jobs
I read a report the other day saying the trend throughout the state is to blame the governor for all the deficits, when the reality is a lot of the most of the school districts in the state of Ohio already had deficit issues. We already had deficit issues. And so I do not want this to reflect that we're just saying, hey, listen, we were fine until you came along. So that's the message that's kind of floating out there with some people in the community. And
point in time, it is many people in the community that can say he left us behind at this point in time. Because I'll tell you what, you know, his kids aren't feeling the pain right now like we are. So, and the reality is, you take technology, you take sports, you take all this stuff that we're talking about already, we're going to have to do without. Our kids are going to be behind by the time they go to college.
I don't want us to be without those things. That's why I'm sitting here working on this resolution. I think we need to send the message that here's the impact to our district, but without some of the what I think.
Well, I don't want to obstruct you.
No, you're fine. I appreciate the conversation. I really do.
So, where are we at here?
Sorry.
No, that's all right. So we don't agree that they're using local dollars somewhere else in the state. I mean, if they're taking, and I'm only going to say this,
no,
is my take, if they're taking dollars, whether it was that they moved into the CAT tax, come from our businesses or whatever, whoever businesses they are that were supposed to be come down to this district as a replacement for our local dollars, the TPP replacement, those were local dollars. But if they reduce those, they're going to use that money somewhere else. I think that's what that statement is saying.
And this is my understanding, and that, you know, eventually as things phased out, the CAT tax was supposed to grow. We were supposed to get 70%. I mean, 70% of that CAT tax was to be allocated for reimbursements. 30% was supposed to go back to the general fund for the state.
Right.
And that was because I think originally the CAT tax was to replace TPP and the corporate franchise tax. It's not just TPP. But it's not generating those revenues. And the last thing I saw, like in 2010, they actually had to pull money from the general fund to fund all the reimbursements. So that's taking dollars from everywhere else in the state to make us whole. Or not whole, I don't want to use that phrase, but to at least pay us what they've been paying us. And that's the part that I think is a little disingenuous when people are saying they're basically redistributing local dollars to the other places in the state. And I'm saying those local dollars, as from a tax revenue point of view, aren't being collected here locally anymore. Those TPP dollars aren't being collected here anymore. We got CAT tax, which hits more companies.
Right.
It hits more companies throughout the state. And I would love to see, you know, where those dollars are coming from. But my guess is that, well, in fact, I'd be willing to bet good money that we don't generate enough CAT tax in this county to pay for our reimbursement. And so to sit there and say that they're taking local dollars from us. I pause because we've been around this.
I know.
Here's where I kind of do. At some point, when they phase us down to zero, it is taking local dollars. So backtracking a little bit there.
Right.
When
with that, what message do you want to say?
Yeah.
Can we just say, I'm just thinking out loud here. The state of Ohio is using dollars promised to be reimbursed to Marysville schools and other county entities. I mean, all I'm taking out is local. Does that change that statement that significant from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm okay with that.
Okay. So we take the word local out,
yeah,
and we'll move on.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. Next one. Pretty much what the...
Yeah, what the Orlando one just said.
Right.
And it is a touch.
That's good. Elimination of TPP will result in elimination of jobs and services critical to a growing school district.
Does anybody disagree with that?
No.
Are we moving on?
I think we kind of saw that tonight.
Okay.
Eliminate some jobs and services.
I think on both those last two, just the wording, but if you guys are okay.
Okay, I'm all right with that. Okay.
Resolution wording one.
Oh.
It's not ever problem.
Okay, so we're on reduce out the reduction line?
Yes, we are on that.
I just want to know what line we're on.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, where are you at?
Whereas the elimination of TPP reimbursement is so severe, there is no way to just reduce out of the reduction of TPP elimination.
Sounds hopeless. Well, hopefully they would expect the leaders or the board to not feel hopeless. It just sounds hopeless to me. And I don't remember going. I mean, I would like to. Before I would ever make a statement like this, I would go through an exercise before I use the word no way.
Well, I guess you would have to. If you drop 15% of our budget, no way to reduce that. Well, I mean, I don't know. If we were a state minimum district, I suppose, I'm not even sure then we could do it. But I don't have that. I mean, I don't. All I'm saying is, I guess if you wanted to get to a state minimum district, you would be right.
The assumption there is that nothing changes over that 10-year phase-out, right? There's no growth, there's nothing else that occurs.
There's no, oh.
Because this phase-out is still, it's not like we lose all that 15% the first year. I'm just saying that.
You're losing $1 million a year.
Yeah, a million, yeah.
I'm not saying that it's not a big deal. I'm just saying the wording to say there's no way we can reduce out of this.
How about severe that it becomes extremely difficult? Or any other kind of words along those lines? Virtually impossible.
I was going to suggest nearly instead of virtually.
Virtually impossible.
I don't know.
Nearly impossible.
What do you think, Tracy?
Nearly impossible. It becomes extremely difficult. Nearly impossible.
Actually, I think maybe a better way to say it is there's no way to meet our mission, the district mission, by just reducing out. I just don't think, I mean.
I
can't possibly, I mean.
I know what you're saying in terms of that.
I mean, if we're looking at, how many millions of dollars was 40 teachers?
About 2.4.
So multiply that by four.
Four times.
So 120 staff people is, what, about a fifth of our.
Yes.
I mean, I just don't know how we would ever meet the mission of the district by doing that.
I could probably look at it as it is.
Huh?
Nothing. I could probably look at it as it is.
As it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tracy's all right with it.
I would go along with John suggesting it is nearly impossible.
How about this? It becomes extremely difficult and detrimental to our mission to assume something like that. All right, I'm somewhere else now.
Okay. So you want to say nearly impossible instead of no way?
No way.
It is nearly impossible. But it is nearly impossible to reduce out of the reduction.
So we just replace the no way with nearly impossible.
How about ludicrous? I like that word. Ludicrous.
I don't think that would be appropriate.
That we can reduce out of
We're deleting there is no way to just. So severe that it is nearly impossible to reduce out of the reduction.
Extremely difficult?
Nearly impossible.
Nearly impossible.
That's what you said before.
Yeah, I did. I like that. Nearly impossible.
Can you read that for us one more time?
It's so severe that
it
becomes nearly impossible to reduce our way out of the reduction.
Everybody okay with that?
Yes, I am.
All right. Does everybody agree we've been willing partners with our business community?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, talk to
them today. How about the next one?
Yes.
Everybody okay with that one? Does anybody disagree that it will have an impact on our local community? Okay. The last line, at least on my page, 55% of the district's operating expenses. Everybody agree with that? What that's saying is...
If you say so, yeah, that's what they're
funding. No, no, what I'm saying is our ag res covers 55%. And with this local shift, that number will go up. If we have to ask for more millage, that number will go up.
Yeah.
That.
Let me ask you this. What do most... I don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot on this one. They see that, oh, that's it? 55%? I mean, what do most communities...
We got a good deal here is really what the point of that is. You know, I mean, that's why we're so impacted. I mean, if our homeowners are only paying 55% of, you know,
right,
of our taxes, that would tell you what the impact on our business community is. I don't know.
Yeah,
does that answer your question?
We got a couple big businesses.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. I don't know. Did I answer?
Therefore, all right. Resolved. After a painful time at the desk and time in the hallway for misbehaving, calls on the
Okay. Well, it says.
Can we change it like we did in the first one to the proposed executive state budget? Because
yes.
In its current form, it's
yes.
Not.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sure. In the.
Proposed executive state budget.
Any other changes to that?
Nope.
We go back to that 50 mil one now. Leave that how we have it.
Lost revenue represents a 9-year. Cumulative impact of nearly 50 mils locally voted
So,
then
I move that we accept this resolution with all of the changes in it as it sits now.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Moody.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Greenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lansky.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Final item is a resolution to approve a settlement of a pending legal matter. We had a resolution today of a legal matter that involves this building, actually the asphalt has been, it would go to court next month. If it's not resolved, the resolution before you would resolve the issue and all parties are in agreement.
Any questions about that?
The only question, is that the number we were looking for?
Well, it's in that neighborhood. We were looking for between 175 and 200,000.
Okay.
We're going to spend a lot more legal fees if we keep going down and if it goes to court.
A dollar today versus a dollar tomorrow.
Yeah.
Except that dollar tomorrow costs a little more than
a
dollar.
With the lawyers involved.
We're close.
$5.59.
It got close enough at where you just have to look at your diminishing returns at that point.
Okay.
Any other questions on that?
That says it comes to the board, which is really good because I know what my check is for being on the board, and this will really help that.
Yeah. it goes into the bond construction.
Oh,
so.
Man.
Trust me.
No.
Okay. I'm flat out. I'm going to help me.
All right.
I move we accept this.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Moody.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. If there's no other topics of discussion, all right, then I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Moody.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Or.
Mrs. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned.